Chapter 13. One morning I went down to breakfast, and the Englishman, Harris, was already at the table. He was reading the paper through spectacles. He looked up and smiled. "Good morning," he said. "Letter for you. I stopped at the post and they gave it me with mine." The letter was at my place at the table, leaning against a coffee cup. Harris was reading the paper again. I opened the letter. It had been forwarded from Pamplona. It was dated San Sebastian, Sunday. "Dear Jake, we got here Friday. Brett passed out on the train, so brought her here for 3 days' rest with old friends of ours. We go to Montoya Hotel Pamplona Tuesday, arriving at I don't know what hour. Will you send a note by the bus to tell us what to do to rejoin you all on Wednesday? All our love and sorry to be late, but Brett was really done in and would be quite all right by Tuesday, and is practically so now. I know her so well and try to look after her, but it's not so easy. Love to all the chaps. Michael." "What day of the week is it?" I asked Harris. "Wednesday, I think. Yes, quite. Wednesday. Wonderful how one loses track of the days up here in the mountains." "Yes, we've been here nearly a week." "I hope you're not thinking of leaving." "Yes, we'll go in on the afternoon bus, I'm afraid." "What a rotten business. I had hoped we'd all have another go at the Arati together." "We have to go into Pamplona. We're meeting people there." "What rotten luck for me. We've had a jolly time here at Burghete." "Come on in to Pamplona. We can play some bridge there. And there's going to be a damned fine fiesta."
"I'd like to. Awfully nice of you to ask me. I'd best stop on here, though. I've not much more time to fish."
"You want those big ones in the Arati." "I say I do, you know. They're enormous trout there. I'd like to try them once more."
"Do. Stop over another day. Be a good chap."
"We really have to get into town," I said.
"What a pity."
After breakfast, Bill and I were sitting warming in the sun on a bench out in front of the inn and talking it over. I saw a girl coming up the road from the center of the town. She stopped in front of us and took a telegram out of the leather wallet that hung against her skirt.
"Por ustedes?"
I looked at it. The address was Barnes, Burghete. "Yes, it's for us." She brought out a book for me to sign, and I gave her a couple of coppers. The telegram was in Spanish.
"Vengo jueves, con."
I handed it to Bill. "What does the word cone mean?" he asked. "What a lousy telegram," I said. "He could send 10 words for the same price. I come Thursday. That gives you a lot of dope, doesn't it?"
"It gives you all the dope that's of interest to Cone."
"We're going in anyway," I said. "There's no use trying to move Brett and Mike out here and back before the fiesta. Should we answer it?"
"We might as well," said Bill. "There's no need for us to be snooty."
We walked up to the post office and asked for a telegraph blank.
"What will we say?" Bill asked.
"Arriving tonight." "That's enough." We paid for the message and walked back to the inn. Harris was there, and the three of us walked up to Roncesvalles. We went through the monastery.
"It's a remarkable place," Harris said when we came out. "But you know, I'm not much on those sort of places."
"Me either," Bill said.
"It's a remarkable place, though," Harris said.
"I wouldn't not have seen it. I'd been intending coming up each day."
"It isn't the same as fishing, though, is it?" Bill asked.
He liked Harris.
"I say not."
We were standing in front of the old chapel of the monastery.
"Isn't that a pub across the way?" Harris asked. "Do my eyes deceive me?"
"It has the look of a pub," Bill said.
"It looks to me like a pub," I said.
"I say," said Harris, "let's utilize it."
He had taken up utilizing from Bill.